Davis Marion, Battle Creek, Michigan, November 2, 1883. Dear Sister Marion, Willie, White, has been telling what is to be done this winter in the book preparation. Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 1 is to be revised, Volumes 2 and 3 to be revised and additions made, Volume 4 to be finished. There are other works to be prepared. Now, Marion, had I not better secure help from Battle Creek? I could get Sister Burnham, shall I? Can you work with her? Can she prepare copy for printer? Set her on one branch of the work, you on another. Is there anyone you would choose to help you prepare copy? Will you write freely and frankly what you think about the matter? There is much to be done. Mother's Influence, Book on Temperance, and one on the law. I want these works hastened out as soon as possible. I have no idea of working you to death. We must not pile burdens upon you, but let you take things moderately and not be hurried. Sister Ings could do much of this work if she only thought so, but she is not inclined to bear any responsibilities in this direction. Yesterday I bore my testimony to those assembled in the tabernacle. The Lord set it home to many hearts. There was quite a hearty response in testimonies born. Elder J. N. Loughborough spoke well, as did many others. I think this testimony has made a change in the feelings of all present. As I returned to the office, Minnie Godfredson followed me and said she must speak with me. She introduced to me her husband, Mr. Hale, from Kansas. He was a nice, gentlemanly-looking man. Said he had known me in Kansas several years before. How glad I was that she was not connected with Ben Zutton. There are the largest number of licentiates and ministers together I have ever met at any one time. I pleaded with them to make this their Jerusalem, to be determined not to leave Battle Creek until they be endowed with power from on high. There was a large number who caught the spirit of earnest effort, and I hope everyone here will have a new conversion, fitting up for the work in their several fields of labor. Oh, that all might have faith and grasp the promises of God. This is our great lack, faith to take God at His word, faith to believe He will do just as He said He would. Marion, why not have Henry White's room fitted up? Take the furniture, move it in the woodshed, and protect it. Fit up that little room and you are all right. Letters came yesterday that I received from different ones in Battle Creek. The testimony from Ligonier came. Send testimony given for William Gage and C.W. Stone. I will put the article of travel in Sister Burnham's hands after this. Will it do? You know it is to save you from perplexity and work. We are real glad to hear from you. If there were not so large a number here, I would write you their names. Half of them I do not know. I hope and pray that this may be a special occasion of seeking the Lord.